As SNAP benefits are on pause for millions of Americans, Philadelphia-based food nonprofit Sharing Access has launched an interactive map to help bridge the gaps. WHYY's Corey Sharber has more.
Nearly 472,000 people, roughly 30% of the city's population, rely on the federal food benefit to help pay for groceries. On an average week, Sharing Access already redistributes over 250,000 pounds of food. And founder Evan Ellers says threats to SNAP have led to an unprecedented amount of need.
Food banks in general could not even do one-tenth of what SNAP does on an annual basis. What we're doing is an increased or inflated effort of what we do on a daily basis, which is work with the region's leading food wholesalers and capturing and redistributing their excess, as well as just donations that they're making in response to this.
The map has dozens of listings for free food sites in Philly, New York, and Chicago. Sharing Access is also looking for more volunteers and donations. Ellers said one truckload of food costs about $1,300 to dispatch and has the ability to feed 80 families a month. Corey Sharber, WHYY News.
A man and his 14-year-old son visiting from out of town were caught in the crossfire when shots rang out in the Holmesburg section of the city Sunday night. It occurred in the 4700 block of Vista Street just before 6:30. Police Inspector D.F. Pace tells our news partner 6ABC the 40-year-old man and his 14-year-old son were trapped in the middle when gunfire erupted.
Both groups began firing at each other. At this time, it does not appear that anyone among those two groups was struck. Only the two individuals that were completely unrelated to this incident suffered gunshot wounds. Well, anytime anyone's a victim of gun violence, it is a tragic situation, all the more so when you have young persons, 14 years old, that are going to suffer the scars both emotionally and physically from being shot.
Both were taken to the hospital where they remain in stable condition. There are no other injuries reported. Police are hopeful that when they review surveillance video that they're checking out, they will identify those involved. An investigation is underway into a Sunday morning fire that burned through multiple townhomes in Trapp Borough around 2 a.m. The flames broke out in the 600 block of Muhlenberg Drive. No one was injured, but several residents could not get back into their homes. Trapp Borough Council says they'll collect items for families impacted by the blaze. In sports, the Sixers beat the Brooklyn Nets, who have yet to win a game this season, Sunday night by a score of 129-105. The Philadelphia Eagles had the bye week on Sunday. They are playing a week from tonight against the Green Bay Packers in Green Bay. Cloudy this morning, a few showers this afternoon, a high 61, clear with a low of 47 tonight. Mostly sunshine for your Election Day Tuesday, a high of 61. I'm Tom McDonald.